Today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, and it's the Dual Assessment, your podcast for Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. My name is Green Ranger. We have a midweek update on the Goha Rush Festival. Going to talk about those decks that are doing well in that tournament and what it's all about. Skill balance updates just announced today. That's the midweek change. Four skills in speed duels. Going to talk about those. Ranked duels updated. There's a new card for rush duels. And we'll go back to Heavy Metal Scream. Talk about some of those good R's and N's that make the box so good. Just as a reminder, you can get this podcast anywhere your podcast search. Duel Links Podcast, Duel Assessment Podcast, and all of the old episodes are available on WordPress, dualassessment.wordpress.com. So yeah, this is the first Tuesday podcast in the history of this podcast. And last Saturday, I had to work for a few hours, so that kind of threw me off the whole deal. And this month, it'll be a little tumultuous because of all the holiday stuff going on. But I'll try and make time for this podcast. In terms of games, let's see. I'm almost at 100 at the Goha Rush Festival. I'm in the 70s. Try to hit 100 today. See if that's possible. Been playing the it's just the Mimi deck with the Dian Kedo skill, so you could get Dian Kedo. Just putting in my best cards along with the Aqua types that you see for, you know, the synergy there. Let's see, in the other game, in Master Duels, I think last season I hit a new level for, I think I hit Platinum in Master Duels, which is a lot more than I've done in a bit. I know they have Diamond ranks now, but I think I hit Platinum. So that was pretty cool. Other games, Diablo 4, level 100 character. Now I'm just waiting for the new content. Try and marginally update my gear and stuff like that. And they also have the new Cyberpunk update today. So I'm going to check that out. I already installed update 2.1. So let's look at esports. And then we'll hit up the Goha Rush Festival. Let's start with speed duels, because that is kind of on the short end this week. More, the game has focused on rush duels for this week, next few weeks. So let's look at a few tournaments. I know the scene has changed a little bit in terms of the meta, so I'm going to catch you up on that. Let's start with Duel Links meta. How about that? Duel Links meta, weekly 307. First place, Ghost Legend of Heroes Live Twin. This is one of their main skills that you see with Live Twin. A pretty basic deck here. Three copies of Live Twin Kiss the Kill. Three copies of Live Twin Lila. Three Effect Veiler. That's really it for the monsters. Spells, two copies of Secret Password. That's their main card that you don't see in every single deck. I thought it would be a core card because in Master Duels, it's pretty much a 3 of card. Very good card. In this current iteration of Speed Duels, not as good. Two copies of Live Twin Home, a special summon a card. And then a lot of, you know, other cards. Mind Control, two copies of Book of Moon, two Offerings to the Doomed, one Econ, two Ice Dragon's Prison, three Ballista Squad, and then the trap card Evil Twin Present. Second place, Jininho, Legend of Heroes Tenyi. So another skill with Legend of Heroes, giving you that extra powerful link monster. Three copies of Tenyi Spirit Ashuna, two copies of Tenyi Spirit Vishuda, three copies of Tenyi Spirit Ihara, one copy of Tenyi Spirit Mapora, two copies of Tenyi Spirit Shitana, two Effect Veiler, one Flawless Perfection of the Tenyi, two Vessel for Dragon Cycle, three Heavenly Dragon Cycle, and Ice Dragon's Prison, proving it to be a very good trap card. Top 4, King Feo, Eternal Bond, Yubel, I guess that's what we call this deck officially now. It's a top tier deck. One Neos Wiseman, three Ubel, two Effect Veiler, two DD Crow, three Elemental Hero Neos, one Super Paul, three Book of Moon, three Neos Fusion, three Warning Point, and Compulsory Evac Device. And top four Kenzo, Flight Control TG. Rarely see this deck. Three copies of TG Screw Serpent, three copies of TG Striker, one TG Drillfish, three TG Warwolf, three TG Booster Raptor, one Catapult Dragon, Fire Formation Tanky, two Ice Dragon's Prison, two Warning Points, and Compulsory Evac. Circle back to Grand Harrier's tournament scene, Duel Links Grand Prix 51, first place Beam Eternal Bond Ubel. This is a Ubel deck with a copy of Gem Knight Lazuli, a card that you can use with like making other types of elemental heroes in the extra deck, like Gaia, because it's Earth type. And you could recycle a Neos with this card. That's really the point of it. This deck also runs Lost Wind, a seldom seen card because it's in the selection box, and three copies of Forbidden Chalice as well. Second place, Quebra Gnosis. This is Sealed Tomb's Madol Shea. Three copies of Petting Cessor, one Pudding Cess, three Magellan, one Hoot Cake, one Messin Gelato, one Madol Shea Chateau, one Madol Shea Knights, and then a bunch of tech cards. MST, Book of Moon, Forbidden Lance, three Cosmic Cyclone, Dark Hole, and Ice Dragon's Prison, and Treacherous Trap Hole. Top 4, Paris 2, Legend of Heroes Tenyi. Very similar deck to the one we saw previously, but they do run the Wind attribute, Tenyi Spirit Nahada. And top 4, Zico, Tyler Bind's S-Force. Three copies of S-Force Rappa Chiyomaru, one S-Force Laplacewell, one S-Force Platina, three S-Force Gravitino, one S-Force Edgerazer, one S-Force Retroactive. Three copies of S-Force Bridgehead, one S-Force Showdown, one Reinforcement of the Army, because there are some warrior types here. They're all different types. Chiyomaru is a warrior. One Terrors of the Overroot, one two Compulsory Evac, three Reinforced Truth. That's kind of the core card with this deck. That's free little trap card, which I thought would get nowhere. It is a key S-Force card. Three S-Force Chase, one S4 specimen. This deck definitely, like, it came out of nowhere. I don't know how it works at all. And it's so dang good. Rush Duel Grand Prix at number 7 from Grand Harrier again. First place, Zaga Zaga Zaga, Cure Master Diane Keto. This deck, two copies of Diane Keto, the Boogie Master, three Multi-Strike Dragon Jageas, two Prima Gitarna, three Seahorse Carrier, three Thunder the Thunder, one Summon Skull, three Kanan the Sword Diva, three La Moon, three Babysitter Goat, three Descendant of Titans, one Ghost Cyclone, one Monster Reincarnation, one Widespread Ruin, and one King's Majesty. I noticed this deck is running three Legend cards, which they allow, I guess, in tournaments. Second place, Eucleco. Ancient Forces, I guess this is a dragon deck. Three copies of Ancient Arise Dragon. Two Multi-Strike Dragon Drogeas. One Rice Terrace Secure. Three Seahorse Carrier. This card that just people are just running. One Phoenix Dragon. Three Kurobot. Three Thunder to Thunder. Three Burning Blaze Dragon. Two Clear Ice Dragon. One Grace Princess Kana. Three Dragorite. Three Lamoon. One Ghost Cyclone. One Widespread Ruin. Seahorse Carrier has pretty good synergy with the Aqua types, so La Moon and Grace Princess Kana, in not a Bubble Era deck, but it kind of gives you free ammunition for Tribute Summons, which is something that's a little underlooked. So you're going to see the Aqua types with Seahorse Carrier being run in different deck. That's what I've noticed. Top 4, Ganchi, Dragonic Residence Dragon deck. This is a dragon deck if I've ever seen one. And we'll get hit hard with that trap card. Three copies of Dragonic Slayer, one Multi-Strike Dragon Jageas, two Phoenix Dragon, three Piercing Bunker Dragon Strike, 2 Triad Drago, 3 Sports Dragon Slugger, 3 Twin Edge, 3 Sports Dragon Pitcher, 3 Winged Dragon, 3 Dragorite, Widespread Ruin, 2 copies of Music, Princess Recital, and The Barrier. And finally, top 4 Shelmy Royal Rebels Heavy Drive Fiends. 3 Royal Rebels Heavy Metal, 3 Royal Rebels Growl, 3 Kurobot, 2 Royal Rebels Rocker, 2 Royal Rebels Shout, 3 Palace Gargoyle, 3 Telepathic Agent, 1 Summoned Skull, 3 Nessus the Star Knight, Babysitter Goat, 3 copies of Descendant of Titans, Widespread Ruin, King's Majesty, and Phantombine. Phantombine, that's the card. So, circling back to the Duel Links meta power rankings for speed duels. I know I'm going back and forth here. Yubel's the top tier deck at 31, Tenyi at 28. Those are the sole tier 1 decks. Yubel really just came out of that box. Deep Emotion having Neos Kluger. It really made it go together. Tier 2, Live Twin at 21, S-Force at 20.5. Both these decks are probably going to remain competitive. Tier 3, Salamangreats at 11, Trickstars at 11, Rockets at 9.5, and the previous top tier deck, BLS, all the way down at 7. You know what? I'm going to change the program here. I'm going to start off with the skill balance update. Since we're on the topic of speed duels, it's just tough to go back and forth. So let's just stick with speed duels for now. Skill balance updates. 4 skills updated. They seem kind of random, but we'll see. One of them's pretty consequential. Clear Wing Acceleration, the Speedroid skill with the dragons. It's getting buffed. It's removing the need to send a hand to the deck, apart from hand to deck. So you lose the -1 there, and Speedroids are a very dangerous deck, just know that. So this little change could be very consequential. Sending the card to the deck is not good for the deck, but it's better to send stuff to the graveyard. Speedroids can kind of do stuff with that, but it's definitely a buff if I've ever seen one. Gateway to Another Dimension. This removes the deck building requirement where you need to run 12 Chronomalies, which is another very good buff for the deck. Now there's still a requirement, but the deck and extra deck has to have Chronomaly monsters or light numbers. So we're still stuck to those cards, but you could run more good back row cards, I'm guessing. Empty Infinite and Infinite Light. This is a skill with Time Lords and different cards with this guy. This is crazy. Z1. And I guess you don't have to wait a turn anymore. That's what it is. Time Lords just are tough, though. Like, once you get in a game, Time Lords, you could just lose right away, and they slowly chip you away. So this could be a good buff there. And the biggest one, Raging Pendulum. Now you no longer get a free Performer Pal monster. You previously got one of 4 different cards or 3 different cards. And that's no longer the case. One of them was really good. I think it was the Coin Dragon. I don't remember. Well, one of them, it didn't seem like much, but it did help a lot. For the deck. Like, it made it very tough. Alright, so those are the skill balance updates. Let's move on to the Goha Rush Festival. So this is like the KC Cup, but for Rush duels, and you they give you, like, a free duel of every legendary duels, which is pretty sweet. Like, there's, like, 6 legendary duels, so you get free duels for those who don't want to play against other people. It's a great way to get your gems. You have to do 3 duels a day to get the 40 gems or whatever, so 50 gems, sorry. And get through stage 1 with 100 points. So I'm on my way there. Max out your rewards, get to stage 2, and I'll see what there is there. But Let's look at some of these decks that Rush Duels that are making Rush Power Max, I guess that's what they call it. So this deck here is, again, we see some of these good dragon cards in this deck. So this is more of a dragon deck, Ancient Arise Dragon Core. But we see Seahorse Carrier with Grace Princess Kana and Mamoon. So that's that good, you know, tribute summon engine that I mentioned, where you could just get those cards back from the graveyard. It's just card advantage. Seahorse Carrier is really good for generating card advantage. There's no way around it. Lamoon subpar. Grace Princess kind of is just for defense. It's a decent defense, so you kind of pick and choose which cards you run, but that engine, it's kind of like a tribute summon engine. Very underlooked. And I'm someone who plays Bubble Arrow, so I didn't realize these cards were played in other decks, but here they are. This deck, next one, Hammer Crush Deal deck. And this is really just, you know, throwing in all your good cards in a deck. A lot of different random monsters in this deck. We're running Yami Ruler, Bend or Break, which is rarely seen. Dragias, Seventh Road Magician, really an Unga Bunga deck if I've ever seen one. Different types of monsters, Harpy Ladies in this deck, Gazelle, Magical Ghost. I guess that's just to play around Phantom Bind, because Phantom Bind punishes you if you play all monsters of the same type. So let's diversify the different types of monsters you have, and those are all solid stat monsters. Now, this next one's a get ready to be amped up psychic deck, featuring Prima Gitarna, Roman Pick, Speedy Performer, Rock and Roller, Telepathic Agent, Musi Performer, Dream Drummer. There's still a thing, Seahorse Carrier thing, with Kanan the Sword Deaver, who's a fine attacker at 1400 attack for Bubble Arrow decks. Silent Assassin's a top. A psychic normal beater. Black Rising Dragon. So this is a Red Eyes deck, I guess. And as such, they have two copies of Red Eyes Dragon Chick. We also have some Royal Rebels here. Royal Rebels Heavy Metal and Royal Rebels Growl. We have Seahorse Carrier with Kanan, Lamoon, and that's it. Dragonic Resonance, very powerful skill, a pure dragon deck here. This is kind of like the old school dragon deck, where you have Dragonic Slayer, Dragias. Dragias is pretty much the main draw, though. We have Phoenix Dragon, we have Gravity Press, Triadrago, Twin Edge. These are all really good cards. Another dragon deck. Here is a Cure Master Dianketo deck. Just a good card deck. It's not really a Bubble Arrow deck, but it's a good card deck. Babysitter Goats in this deck for some reason. Might as well just run Princess Kana, but whatever. This next one's Dark Arts of Celerity, which is a Gavin deck, so it's a warrior deck. You have Piercing Samurai in here. These Kima Ruler cards are pretty powerful too. Noodle Art Boost. This is a Pyro deck. Rarely seen deck. This is straight up a Pyro deck. So we have, you know, Spice, the Elite Noodle Ninja. That's 2200 attack, but it gains attack. Flame Champion. One Tribute, 1900. Not that good. Three Fire Yarus, four level 4, 1300. Stock the Noodle Ninjas, level 4, 1000. Some par attacker. Three Flavor Inspectors, level 3, 1300s, okay. There's a little Seahorse Carrier thing going on here again with Kanan and Lamoon. Noodle Art of Roastery is a spell. I'll talk about that later. Something I've also noticing is that Monster Reincarnation is pretty much run in every single deck. So that card is better than I thought. Dark Arts of Celerity, featuring the Celtic Guardian. That's a card you could use. Dragonic Resonance, Lightning Shift. Lightning Shift is a Volt Condor skill. So Lightning Volkander, Dark Crested Hawk, Luminous Parrot, different cards like that. Ancient Forces, Dragonic Resonance, Dragonic Resonance, Black Dragon Rising, Royal Rebels Heavy Drive. So this is a straight Royal Rebel deck here. All the fiends that you have are in this deck. Visco Fever, this was the skill I was running before. This deck's fine. It's expensive though. They have three copies of Rice Terror Secure, three Dark Magicians, one Dark Magician. I guess you could run Dark Magician with Dark Magician Girl that kind of boosts up. But this is, you know, the pure Aqua deck. They do have some good cards in here, but three Bubbly Elf, three Lamoon, three Kanan, that kind of core with the Cripple Threat Thunder. That makes sense. Yeah, all these, that's it, really. Quick run through some decks for Rush Duels. Alright, Ranked Duels updated with a new card for Rush Duels. This is Stardom Light spell. Requirements, send a face-up normal monster from your field to the graveyard, and then the effect is special summon a psychic monster from your hand face-up. Then if you send a level 2 or lower monster, gain 1,000 life points. So this is pretty much like a way to cheat out a 2 tribute monster for less, for just 1 tribute, and you're not really tributing. It's send the monster to the graveyard, so different effect, but in essence, it saves you a play. A monster. So that's something that Rush Duels does emphasize, and you're just playing Rush Duels, you don't really realize it, but if you play more and more, you realize that resource management is not necessarily cards in the hand. That's kind of late game stuff with deck outs, but another thing is monsters that you can tribute for your tribute summons. So that's really a huge emphasis, and why Seahorse Carrier sees so much play. It makes a lot of sense now. So Stardom Light will save you a monster. Requirement is sending a normal monster to the graveyard, but we have so many monsters that are run in decks anyways that this is fine. Eventually, this may not be playable when we don't have any normal monsters anymore, but right now, still very good. Psychic decks don't have a lot of normal monsters, though. They do have a lot of effects, so that's something to look out for. The Assassin is one I can think of with 1,500 attack. That's not necessarily a card you want to give up either. So some weaker psychic type may be in play. Or you can just run any other card that's just around as a normal monster in your deck as well. No new cards for speed duels, notably. And lastly, let's revisit Heavy Metal Scream. Talk about some of these good R's and N's. The whole box is really good. You know, as mentioned, all of the URs are seeing play, even Bend or Break. SR, Seraph of Darkness is not seeing play. Giftaris, not really seeing play. Dark Ruler, Battle Slash, not really. Beast Summoner, I haven't really seen. All of the Earthbound, I haven't really seen. But the other cards are seeing play. So our rarity card, Star Fire Yaru. This is a level 4 Fire Pyro 1300 1000 retrained card from the TCG. Fine for Pyro decks. I don't really see this thing play outside of a Pyro deck though. But we have seen one already. It's really all. Paku Chu. This is a light level 1 beast. If you have no other monsters on the field, place a beast from your graveyard to the bottom of the deck, and the effect is add one beast monster to your hand. So beast decks are definitely underwhelming right now, so as such, this card has not seen any play so far. There may be something in the works down the line, but beast decks are definitely on the weekend here. All-seeing white tiger, wind level 3 beast, 1300 attack, 500 defense. Really just the worst version of Harpy Lady. Harpy Lady has a good defense. This one does not. But we have seen certain skills with wind requirements. So that's maybe when this card will see play. And it's also a beast. So it's a little underwhelming at the moment. A barrier. This is easily one of the best cards we have so far. Trap card. When an opponent's monster declares an attack, shuffle a monster back to your from your graveyard to your deck, and then the attacking monster loses 400 attack until the end of the turn. These little battle tricks, combat tricks, we have a few of them right now. Bind, Phantom Bind, Widespread Ruin, to name a few. And this is the other one. So you have to really, if you're hitting something with 300 more attack advantage, you have to really think about it, because it's good to line it up with 400 so you can at least suicide your monster instead of getting destroyed. And this card is also good because it also returns a card back to your deck. So that's a resource management game here that you're winning the deck out game with this card as well, as well as being a combat trick. So combat trick and you're winning the deck out game. Nisus the Star Knight is a light level 4 fiend, 1500 attack, 0 defense. A cookie cutter, level 4, 1500, 0 is as good as it gets right now. And this is really good for Royal Rebels. Just fine for any deck, actually. If you want to diversify your level 4s so you don't get hit by Phantom Bind, this is a good card for that purpose. Dream Drummer, this is a dark level 2 psychic. Shuffle a psychic monster from your graveyard to your deck, so you're saving a monster there, that's good. And then effect, shuffle a monster from your opponent's graveyard to the deck. Then you have a face-up normal monster on the field, you can gain 500 life points. So this kind of plays around the monster reincarnation, I guess, in a way. It goes both ways, though. It's not the best card, but you do see it played in psychic decks. Burning Blaze Dragon, fire level 6 dragon, 1800 attack, 0 defense. Place a level 5 or lower dragon type from your graveyard to your bottom of your deck, and then destroy a face-up field spell. We don't really have a ton of field spells at the moment, so, you know, but this is a piece for Ancient Arise Dragon. The other piece, Clear Eyes Dragon, water level 6, 1600 attack and 1600 defense. Place a level 5 or lower dragon type from your graveyard to the bottom of your deck. Shuffle up to 2 monsters from your opponent's graveyard into the deck. So, yeah, like, this does not help the deck out game because it gives your opponent back 2 cards, but these combat graveyard effects, possibly monster reincarnation as well. Eclectus, the Star Knight, light level 6 fiend, 1600, 2000. A lot of stats, high defense, underwhelming attack. It's one of these, I don't really like these types of cards, like with these stat lines. I never like them. Sure, it's good if you defend it, but really, like, one tribute, you want to attack. So I never like these types of cards. Silver Wolf is an Earth level 3 beast, 1300 attack, 400 defense. If you have a face of beast monster other than this one, send top card from your deck to the graveyard. Effect, one face of monster loses 200 attack and defense. So this is, you know, a beast card. It's fine if they ever become a deck, but right now it's not. Archfiend Summoning Flute. There's a skill involving this card. As long as that skill doesn't see play, this won't either. That's just the sum of it. And Romic Enroller. This is Dark Level 6 Psychic, 1700-0. If your life points are 2,000 or lower, all face-up monsters on your opponent's field lose 500 attack and defense until the end of the turn. This is a solid card for Psychics, but it's not a card you run 3 of. It's a situational card. Bad stats for Level 6, but it's a good debuff. If you're down in the game, this is a very good effect. So, good card to run, but not a 3 of. Okay, and rarity cards. Flavor Inspector is a Fire Level 3 Pyro, 1300-0. It's a fine card. It's similar to Fire Yaru, but with no defense, so not as good. But for Pyro decks, you just need to fill up your deck with monsters, and this fits the bill. Descendant of Titans. This is a very notable card. Light Level 1 Fiend, 1000 attacks, 0 defense. This is the reason why the Royal Rebel Fanatic does not see any play, because this is so much better. This has 1,000 attack, and that powers up the Royal Rebels. They need a level 1 normal fiend. This is really it. You see his card a lot. Yeah, fine card. I thought the Royal Rebels were weak because they had to play the Fanatic, but with this card, you don't run Fnatic at all. Chusiki, the Mouse Fighter, is the Bruce Lee card, Earth level 3. Beast, 1200 attack, 0 defense. Beast decks are not seeing play, so hence this is not seeing play. King's Reward, spell, shuffle a level 1 Fiend, normal monster from the graveyard to the deck and destroy a face up level 6 or lower monster on the field. So then your opponent draws a card, you can't attack directly. So this is, you know, direct synergy with Descendant of Titans. Babysitter Goat, dark level 1 Fiend, 0 attack, 1400 defense. Another card, so first off, I thought this was a beast, not a fiend. So, another level 1 Fiend that outplays Royal Rebel Fnatic. I could see why this card sees play now, because there's Fiend synergy. I did not know this was a Fiend, so that's really a thing. Like, I did not know this was a Fiend. Barmer, the Lone Wolf, light level 2 Fiend, 800 attack, 200 defense. This card doesn't see any play. It's not, like, it doesn't have the attack of Descendant of Titans. It doesn't have the defense of Babysitter Goat. Babysitter Goat's really a nice card. It's 1400 defense on a level 1. Follow Owl of Dark Wisdom, light level 3 Fiend, 1100 attack, 400 defense. This is a little bit of a step up, but it's not level 1, which sucks. Like, the Descendant of Titans and Babysitter Goats are level 1, and that has synergy, whereas this Garmir, the Wolf, and Follow Owl, they do not, are not level 1, and then their stat lines are not, like, they're balanced stat lines, but they're not as good. Return is a trap card. When your opponent adds a card from the graveyard to the hand, shuffle one random card from your opponent's hand to the deck. Yeah, this isn't worth running a card for. The Noodle Art of Roastery spell, if you have a face-up level 7 or higher Pyro Monster, all face-up Pyro Monsters gain attack equal to the number of normal monsters in both players' graveyards by 100. Really a strong power boost for a Pyro deck. That's really their power play, is this one spell. And you're running different normal monsters that are Pyro. This is pretty, it's like a good beatdown card. Double Block. This is a card I've seen play. Trap card, when an opponent declares an attack, send two level 2 normal monsters from your hand to the graveyard. Change two face-up monsters on your opponent's field to face-down defense. This could really swing a game, this type of trap card. But you do have to run, have two level 2 normal monsters in your hand all at all times to play this card. So, that's a little tough. Sports Dragon Defender, Earth level 2 Dragon. If you have a Sports Dragon Keeper, send a card from your hand to the graveyard. Change a attack position, Sports Dragon Keeper, and one attack monster to defense. I don't really know what to think of this card. Sports Dragon Keeper is a level 6, 400 attack, 1900 defense dragon. These two cards kind of go together, but I think it's subpar. Feral Imp, level 4, Dark Fiend, 1300, 1400. Old school Fiend, not a light Fiend. Every Rush Duel card we're seeing is a light Fiend. This one's old school Dark Fiend from Yugi's deck. And finally, One-Sided Reverse. There's a skill called this spell. If your opponent has two face-up monsters on the field, change a monster, a face-down monster to face-up. Not a good card. It's fine if you want to hit someone for attack, but it's like, it's just a little situational is all. And if you're blowing out your opponent, you'll get through their monsters and you'll deck them out or something. But this ends the game faster, I guess. Win more card. Whatever. Alright. That is it for now. Upcoming news. A very light upcoming news. Mid-December, Wave Duel Scramble, Duel Capsule. We have Alito's event. I guess you could acquire Alito if you didn't before. So we'll see what Battle and Boxers have and Duel Quest. Late December, Duelist Road Arc League Championship and Duel Links Mission Research. So very late December. No new legendary duelists for us. Okay, so that is it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.